Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. And by the way, to my friends in Northern Nevada, we know a little bit about what you're talking about. We had snow last night. It was a veritable winter wonderland. And this is in the desert. This is in Southern Nevada. But we coped. Traffic was fine this morning coming to work. No problems at all. People are coping. But it is kind of cool to see snow in the desert and then send the video back to your friends back east. They just don't believe it. A big show today. HUD Secretary Ben Carson will be joining us. Also, Wayne Allen Root. And guess what? The assisted suicide bill, SB 165, is back in the Nevada legislature. We'll talk about that. I Googled overnight stories about Obamacare, and all the stories that have been in print all talk about how Obamacare is collapsing, which then got me to thinking, well, then what happens after Obamacare? What is the alternative to Obamacare? And that got me to thinking about Liberty HealthShare. And joining us now, Matt Bell is from Liberty HealthShare, who joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. I got to ask you, I talked to a lot of people who say they're fed up. Yeah, they made it into the open enrollment period and they signed up for Obamacare. But now they're a month, 2 months into the program, and they're saying, I got to get out of it. But how? You've got an answer to my friends that are looking to get out of Obamacare, do you not?
Well, just like snow in Las Vegas, there's a drying up of all of the availability within Obamacare. So, yes, I can see what you're talking about. And Liberty HealthShare is a definite way to take care of your health care that has been around since the founding of our country. It's a way that we've done it, where we share medical bills, one amongst each other, amongst a group of people who are voluntarily acting with one another. It's a concept that not a whole lot of people are familiar with because we've been so inundated with a third-party payment system. But we have a system here to pay for healthcare that increases freedom, that restores responsibility, and a lot of people are able to benefit from the cost structure that we have with Liberty.
And I'm curious what members think about Liberty HealthShare. Do you do research on that to get customer satisfaction, member satisfaction, whatever you want to call it?
Well, we hear stories all the time from our members about what they're able to do with Liberty HealthShare. A lot of people have actually said that their lives were saved, frankly, from the freedom that they've had with Liberty HealthShare. No restrictive network when it comes to visiting your doctor or hospital. If you want to keep your doctor in hospital, you can keep your doctor in hospital with Liberty HealthShare, as long as they're working with you as a healthcare sharing ministry member. Then we have no problem with it.
I'm curious, this medical cost sharing, which is kind of the glop-all for the industry, how did this come to be?
Well, it is based on principles that you and I would enact on our own. If we saw our neighbor in a situation where they're hurting, they need help and support, we would go and raise money for them. We would go and help them along through their issue. That's what we do with Liberty HealthShare. It was actually back in the early 80s where a minister who was in a car accident with his sons lost his daughter and his wife, unfortunately. But the community of his local church heard about what had happened and started sending him letters of encouragement, but also, more importantly, money to help support him during this time. And he got so much support that he was able to pay his bills and then some. That's when the light bulb comes on and says, well, this is the way that we should be doing it. If we can systematize this practice, this is how healthcare should be taken care of in America. And so he did that. My family's been a part of it since the beginning. And whenever it came to the Affordable Care Act, we said we've got to take this from small Christian communities in the Midwest and explore this so that everybody can benefit from the way that we do healthcare within healthcare sharing.
Again, Matt Ballas joining us from Liberty HealthShare. I've always said that a healthcare distribution system is only as good as your ability to get in and see a doctor. And whenever I go into a doctor, I'm always looking for signs. We won't accept this kind of patient or that kind of patient or this insurance or that insurance. I'm curious, what do doctors think of Liberty HealthShare?
A lot of doctors that we work with, some of them don't know what healthcare sharing is all about. But once that we've talked to them, walked them through the process, or they at least seen a person and said, I'm a self-pay patient, send the bills through this Liberty HealthShare, they frankly have no problem with it. Actually, a lot of them really like it because it restores the relationship between the doctor and the patient. You know, doctors didn't go to what, 9 years or so of med school, however long that they would be in to know their practice, just to become a bureaucrat for the insurance companies. They didn't do that, and so now they're able to work with their patient because they know they're going to get paid through Liberty HealthShare, and they're able to allow the patient to make decisions based on their recommendations. And so it's a fantastic process for doctors as well as patients, restores that relationships, and doctors overwhelmingly, almost 95% we've seen, accept Liberty HealthShare.
Again, Matt Ballas joining us from Liberty HealthShare. Take us through the process, because I think one of the toughest things for people to do is to leave something they've done for a few years, maybe Obamacare, maybe no health insurance program, and all of a sudden pivoting to something like Liberty HealthShare. Take us through the process. Maybe somebody that signed up for Obamacare a couple of 3 months ago, and now they're saying, I got to get out from under this thing. How do they get out from under Obamacare?
Well, just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can sign up right there online. Call your other your healthcare payment system. Say, I've got to cancel this. I'll see you later. Sign up for the next available month for Liberty HealthShare. We're in February now, so that would be March 1. Once you sign up for Liberty HealthShare, you get a Liberty HealthShare membership card. You get an account with Liberty HealthShare called your share box, and every single month you send in your share amount. That share amount goes to another member who has a need. Every single month we send in, you're sending your share amounts to those members who have medical bills. And whenever you have a medical bill, you go to the doctor, you show your membership card, they send the bills through Liberty HealthShare, then we start adding up all of the members to share their expenses with you. And so did you have your medical bills paid. It's a very simple, easy process. You can watch it all online. Everything is very effective, efficient. It all happens at the click of a button. It's a very simple process.
And I go to the website. I try to enroll. How long does it take to be accepted? Is it a matter of a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or what?
Well, depending on where you sign up for the week, it could be from less than 24 hours up to 72 hours.
What? Repeat that,
very
please.
Very simple, quick. Yes.
That is incredible. So in a matter of just a couple of days, you can be accepted, you can be enrolled, and you can be getting ready to rock and roll.
Getting ready to rock and roll. We want to help people break free from this third-party payment system and become real freedom-loving Americans with Liberty HealthShare.
So who determines what's covered, what's not?
The members, actually. The members help develop our sharing guidelines. We have guidelines at which we abide by. You can look at those on Liberty HealthShare. It's not totally watered down with legalese. It is, I wouldn't say it's the most riveting literature out there, but you can look in on the line and see through our guidelines what is eligible, what's not. And if our members want to make a change to something, we have votes every single year that our members can make a change. And so it's our members who are instigating those kinds of changes.
A good example of that is I have friends who prefer alternative forms of medicine. Is that covered?
Yeah, those are eligible expenses within our guidelines. You can look at those right there on our sharing guidelines online, see what that looks like. But yes, we do have members who search out alternative treatment medications, naturopaths as well. So that's something that is an eligible expense.
Again, Matt Ballas joining us from Liberty HealthShare, and we're talking about medical cost sharing, which is taking the nation by storm. Can you talk a little bit about the sales curve for Liberty HealthShare? It seems as if Liberty HealthShare, medical cost sharing in general, is spreading like wildfire around the country, and I can only imagine it's because people are satisfied with it. People like it.
Well, we are working every day to ensure that our members are taken care of. We watch the bills come in. We watch the share amounts come in. We try to stay on top of everything. We want our members to be happy because, frankly, we're a nonprofit. We live and die by the happiness of our members. And so we're watching out for those members and ensuring that their bills are taken care of.
I want to ask you, because this was one of the things back in, I guess, 2010, that we were being sold a bill of goods of, that Obamacare was going to bend the cost curve of health care down. And in fact, premiums went up, deductibles went up, and we were just drowning in a sea of Obamacare. I want to ask you, though, about, Liberty HealthShare. I mean, let's talk about what you can talk about. Are you bringing the cost curve down?
Well, we're trying to with every measure that we can through our systems of how we process bills, the way that we have our members on the front line of costs. It's a little known secret that the best way to control costs is right there at the point of service. If your members are empowered, if they are asking questions of doctors and hospitals, if they're seeking out the best treatment at the lowest cost, that is your biggest portion of cost containment. And that's what you get with Liberty HealthShare, because we're all individual, self-pay, individually responsible patients, and we're watching out for the costs. On the back end of that, we negotiate, we look out what the best price for healthcare is, we watch our members' backs. We're trying to turn that cost curve and bring it down to as low as we can.
I tell you what, it's fascinating, the growth of Liberty HealthShare, and we are so happy to be a part of it here on Live and Local Now. Matt, as always, good to be with you. One more time, if folks want to find out more, maybe they want to enroll, maybe they want to become a member in the next 4 or 5 days, tell me how they do it again.
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. You can also give us a call at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4444.
Hey, Matt, always good to visit with you, my friend. You have a good one. We'll talk soon.
You as well, Kevin. Thanks.
We're going to stay warm and dry, believe it or not. Yeah, we're going to. At least we're going to try. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. Again, that's lightyourliberty.com. YourLiberty.com. Coming up, the president sounds off. Yeah, this is going to be good stuff. He ripped a former employee, Andrew McCabe. Andrew McCabe's out with a book. He reacts to the president, and you won't believe how tense it gets. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
A snowy but star-studded edition of Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Dr. Ben Carson will join us by phone. He is in Southern Nevada even as we speak. He's probably shocked at the snow. Yeah, and last night was incredible. It was unbelievable. Dr. Ben Carson will join us talking about housing affordability. He is the HUD secretary. It's not often we have cabinet secretaries, and we'll talk about why he is in town. And what the Trump administration is doing relative to housing affordability. We'll do that here. First, though, I want to take you to the president yesterday. The president yesterday ripped Andrew McCabe. Now, as you know, Andrew McCabe's got a book out, and he's pushing the book, and he's been highly critical of the president. This was the president yesterday at a photo op, ripping Andrew McCabe. Here it is.
Well, I think Andrew McCabe has made a fool out of himself over the last couple of days, and he really looks to me like sort of a poor man's J. Edgar Hoover. I think he's a disaster. And what he was trying to do was terrible, and he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him. So we'll see what happens, but he is a disgraced man. He was terminated, not by me, he was terminated by others. The IG report was a disaster from his standpoint. Anybody reading the IG report would say, how could a man like this be involved with the FBI? And the FBI has some of the greatest people, some of the finest people you'll ever meet.
That was the president. Andrew McCabe responds. We'll get to that later in the show. And by the way, Andrew McCabe is not very complimentary of the president. Okay, is that a safe assumption? They see things, shall we say, a little differently. Coming up, Dr. Ben Carson will join us. That's and by the way, Dr. Ben Carson, as a presidential candidate, I thought was amazing. Thoughtful, erudite, really smart, the type of people we need in government. Well, he's in Las Vegas today discussing housing affordability. He's going to be touring the CityLink Community Service Center, located within an area designated as an opportunity zone. And by the way, the president put him in charge of these opportunity zones. We'll find out what they are coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Great radio stations like KNNR, AM 1400 in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. I know they've had some weather problems there, and they've been away from us for a couple of days. They are back, bigger and badder than ever. And by the way, down here, it doesn't look like it's snowing anymore, at least down here by McAllen International Airport. But it's cold, and it's rainy, and it's snowy. And it's something we normally don't see here in southern Nevada. No, it's true. I want to get back to the president real quick before we go to Dr. Ben Carson. The president yesterday ripped Andrew McCabe at a photo op in Washington.
Andrew McCabe has made a fool out of himself over the last couple of days, and he really looks to me like sort of a poor man's J. Edgar Hoover. He's a, I think he's a disaster. And what he was trying to do was terrible, and he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him. So we'll see what happens, but he is a disgraced man. He was terminated, not by me, he was terminated by others. The IG report was a disaster. A disaster from his standpoint. Anybody reading the IG report would say, how could a man like this be involved with the FBI? And the FBI has some of the greatest people, some of the finest people you'll ever meet.
Okay, so last night on MSNBC, Andrew McCabe reacted to the Trump criticism yesterday at the White House.
You think someday you'll get used to this, and on some level you never do. I've been listening to the president lie about me since October of 2016, and he somehow finds new ways to do it. I mean, just 2 days ago, he tweeted that he had never said anything bad about my wife, which is remarkable. He's been calling her a criminal and corrupt for 2 years now. It's horrendous. But this one was really interesting to me. The president, and you know, he goes to his tried and true, you're a disgrace, you're a disaster, those things that he likes to say. But in this one, he actually starts talking about the IG investigation. He seems to make some effort to distance himself in a way from my firing, in a way that I find to be just patently ridiculous.
Do you think there's a direct line between his statements and the tone he set about you and around the IG report into you that affected the outcome?
Well, here's what I'll say, Nicole. Yeah, it was curious and certainly concerning to me when the president brought me up to Jim Comey on three separate occasions in those private meetings. He'd say things to Jim like, what's the story with that deputy director of yours? Does he have a problem with me?
I just love this. When powerful people square off. It's so cool. In fact, let's go to cut three real quick. Andrew McCabe introduces a four-page letter from Trump outlining why he fired James Comey. Now, this is not in his book. This is extra stuff. Here it is.
From the very beginning, I got the sense that the president wanted me out of there. So for him to say today that, oh, it was somebody else fired him as a result of this IG investigation, it directly contradicts my own experience. And I would add, and something that I haven't discussed before, and I'm very careful, I have to be careful in the way that I talk about this, but I have seen the letter that the president wrote purportedly himself justifying the firing of Jim Comey.
What does it say?
In a rambling four plus pages, it goes through all the different reasons why he is firing the director of the FBI. Now, I'm not going to go through all those with you, but I will tell you that one of them is he claims to want to fire the director of the FBI because of his failure to fire me. That was a letter written long before the IG had concluded their investigation and drawn their, I believe, false conclusions in that report that I'm still having to deal with. So for the president to say today that, we caught him and it's a result of the IG investigation is just simply contradicting the fact.
Let me make sure that I'm catching all this. You've seen the letter that instead of this three-page memo from Rosenstein, the president wanted to accompany with news of Jim Comey's firing?
That's right. The president wrote his own letter that he, I guess, was thinking of delivering to the director, firing him. And it was that letter that the group gathered to discuss on May 8th, the day before Jim was fired.
And in it, it includes his desire to fire him in part because he employed you as his deputy?
That's correct. Jim's failure to fire me is cited as a reason why the president was firing Jim.
And that letter was written by the president before you were ever interviewed by the inspector general, correct?
That is correct.
So that's the reaction of Andrew McCabe to the president's criticism yesterday. We are so honored to have a guy that I loved watching as a presidential candidate. In fact, he was here in studio with us here in Las Vegas, and he was just the gentlest of gentlemen that I think I've met. He is Dr. Ben Carson. He is HUD secretary, and he's here in Southern Nevada today on kind of a gloomy, snowy Thursday. Dr. Carson, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. We loved having you in studio, and we're glad to have you back in town.
Always good to be here.
Let me ask you, a lot of people wondering why you are here. I know that you are here to tour the CityLink Community Service Center as part of your job as the head of Opportunity Zones. Can you talk about what Opportunity Zones are and why you're here in town?
Yeah, Opportunity Zones are a fabulous thing that was created by the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act. And governors in all 50 states and all the territories in Washington, D.C. have an opportunity to designate the economically distressed areas. And you can now take unrealized capital gains and invest them into capital funds that will take on projects in those areas, and it reduces your tax burden. If you leave it in for, you know, 5 years, you get a 10% reduction in the capital gains that you would have owed on the initial investment. If you leave it in for 7, 15%. If you leave it in for 10, you have to pay no capital gains at all on the gain from the investment, not the original investment, but from the gain from the investment. So it turns out to be a tremendous tax advantage, but more important than that, it pours a lot of money. Is estimated over $100 billion into areas that normally are neglected, that no one really has any interest in.
Dr. Carson, let me ask you, you have been a beacon of goodness, shall we say, in an administration that has run through cabinet secretaries at a pretty quick rate. You have been the best of the best of the cabinet secretaries. Can I ask you what it is like working in the Trump administration? Because I understand he can be tough on people.
He's actually extremely nice, has a tremendous sense of humor. Most people don't get to see that part of him because he's always under attack. He's responding to that. But when he's not doing that, he's very good. And really is a person who wants to do for this country. And I think all you have to do is go back to an interview he did with Oprah about 30 years ago when she asked him if he would ever run for president. He said, I wouldn't really want to do that. The only circumstance under which I would even consider such a thing is if the country was completely going off the cliff and we needed to do something to save it. And I think that's what he actually believes that he's doing. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of it, quite frankly.
You know, we have on this radio program talked a lot about the accomplishments of the president in the year 2018 and all of the tax cuts and all the things that he has done. But we have not yet talked about what you've done at HUD in a very short period of time. Can you talk a little bit about your 2018 accomplishments at HUD, which is probably not the easiest a job in the administration? Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that you've accomplished?
Well, thank you for asking that. You know, no one ever likes to talk about what's good. I always like to talk about what's bad. And I would encourage people to go to HUD.gov and look at some of the stuff that we've done. We've got a whole list of them. But, you know, we've protected the taxpayer. We've brought on a CFO. we hadn't had a chief financial officer for 8.5 years. So now we've put various financial controls in place. We've removed a lot of the regulatory barriers so that things can be done much faster and much more efficiently. We're putting much greater emphasis on creating affordable housing. We've decreased veterans' homelessness just over the last year by 5.4%, decreased homelessness in families with children. And, you know, we are the lead agency, obviously, for the opportunity zones. So, but please go to the website because there's a voluminous amount of stuff that's been accomplished. What I tell the president all the time is, you go out and take the fire, and we'll get the stuff done.
There you go. There you go. I want to ask you, because you mentioned homelessness, and it's come up. They're talking about it in Carson City in the legislature. It has been a topic of conversation in city elections here, and that is that issue of homelessness. And the debate always seems to be, is there a role for government, city, state, county, federal, for this, or is this something better served by the charitable community, by churches, folks like that?
Well, you know, it's not just the federal government's problem. It's everybody's problem. State, local, nonprofits, faith-based organizations all together. That's where the real success comes in. And some of the places that I've visited around the country that have really encouraged me are the places where you have smooth operating of those groups together. One of the things that's very distressing to me is some of the divisiveness that's based on politics. And one of the things that we'll be doing while we're here Las Vegas is going on a tour of the Rose Gardens senior housing facility, which was a rad. And it is dilapidated now. It's really, I think we're going to find a lot of very happy residents who move the cap on RAD altogether. Right now, there's a national cap of 455,000 units. It's encouraged Congress to remove that cap altogether.
In a final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, because I was so impressed when you were here with us in studio, and you did multiple interviews, and you were so gentle, so genteel, I guess you would say, and in an era when flamboyance is rewarded on the national stage, you look at what the Democrat presidential wannabes are doing. I'm curious, from your perspective, is there a way to turn the discourse into a little more civil conversation?
It's going to be difficult because of the media, not you, of course. But, you know, some of the mainstream media, the only thing they're interested in is how many clicks are they going to get? How many eyeballs are they going to get? Not even being cognizant of the damage that some of the things that they are advocating is causing. And until they learn, I speak to every young journalist I see, and I tell them about the rich history of journalism and objectivity and why we've lost it and how they can be on the vanguard of restoring it. So I haven't completely given up hope on that.
And Dr. Carson, our final question, did you ever think you'd have to come to Las Vegas to see snow?
Well, you know, it's a part of Americana.
I guess so. You see it in D.C. all the time, but you don't normally come to Southern Nevada to see snow. Dr. Carson, thanks so much. Enjoy your visit. If you can, before you leave, if you can leave a nice cash stipend at one of our local casinos, I won't have to pay state income tax. Thank you. It's always good to have you on, man. Thank you so much. You have a great stay.
Thank you.
There you go. Dr. Ben Carson. Oh, God. Am I in trouble now? I'm encouraging the Secretary of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, to, I hope we didn't make him mad. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I need to get a break in. We're running way behind. As we continue, it is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, live and local now. We'll be right back.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, I'm having trouble keeping track of what's going on here. We've got Jussie Smollett is in custody in Chicago. We know that. We know that next Wednesday, Michael Cohen will be testifying before the House Government Oversight and Reform Committee. And by the way, the Michael Cohen thing harkens back to the Nixon impeachment stuff and how John Dean testified against his former boss. And John Dean last night was on CNN. He's a CNN talking head. And talked about the expectation of Michael Cohen testimony before the House Oversight Committee next Wednesday.
John, I'm not sure how apt the comparison is. You're obviously very two different people. Is Michael Cohen, John, now the most anticipated witness against a sitting president since, I guess, Watergate?
I think that's possible, and it has certainly built up by his the efforts to intimidate him, to get him to withdraw, and now he's back. And what's ironic to me, Anderson, also, is he's going to be testifying when the president's out of the country. On the 27th and 28th, Mr. Trump will be in Hanoi where his summit. So it's going to make it awkward for them to follow it with a 12-hour time difference, too.
How concerned, John, do you think the president should be about it, is what he's going to testify?
I tried to get a hold of Lanny Davis just after this news broke. I haven't spoken with him or texted him to see if he can want to characterize his testimony. I think that he's a powerful witness. He's been with the president for a long time. He knows his business practices. They outlined what he's going to testify about and what he is not. He's also testifying the next day in front of the Intelligence Committee. And so he's not going to talk about any of the Russian matters before the Oversight Committee, although they may badger him for it. And I think he is potentially a very dangerous witness for the president.
And this is from a guy who knows. This is a guy who actually lived through this in the Nixon administration. And if he says it's dangerous for the president, then maybe it is. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge. Featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Coming up, very excited. He has been playing injured. And by that, I'll let him explain what that means. You know, all of us get like head colds and different things, and we kind of play through it. And he, of course, from a sports background, a sports handicapping background, he understands playing hurt. Well, Wayne Allen Root has been playing hurt, but he'll be better soon, and we're all very excited about that. But he's going to join us coming up in our next segment. Also, in our next hour, you're going to hear from Sean Hannity. Talking about the media pile-on, the rush to judgment, folks in MAGA hats must be racist and homophobic. And it turns out, I'm sorry, Jesse Smollett now is in custody. Oh, he is facing a 3-year felony prison term. You won't believe how Sean Hannity slices and dices the fake news media, and how they, once again, I mean, he goes through a whole litany of news stories where the fake news media rushed to judgment and then had to go, oops, sorry, didn't mean it. Anyway, stick around, more to do. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is a snowy, rainy, gloomy Thursday here in Southern Nevada as we continue Live and Local now. Hot hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org.